I'm Steve Ember with In the News in VOA Special English. This week, the United Nations held a high-level meeting to discuss progress against AIDS and to set new goals for the future. The three-day meeting in New York ended Friday. It marked 25 years since public health officials in the United States reported the first cases of AIDS. A new UN report says the AIDS epidemic appears to be slowing down in its worldwide spread. But new infections continue to increase in some areas and countries. The report says India now has the largest number of HIV infections, but Africa still has the largest number of people with AIDS. The report describes the progress of countries toward targets set in 2001. UN officials say important progress has been made in some cases. But other efforts have had limited success. For example, the World Health Organization failed to meet its 3x5 target. The goal was to get treatment to 3 million people with HIV in developing countries by the end of 2005. The new report says 65 million people have become infected with HIV in the past 25 years. 25 million of them have died of AIDS-related sicknesses. These numbers include 4 million new infections last year and almost 3 million deaths. Around the world, about 38 million people are now living with the virus that causes AIDS. Treatments have improved, but there is still no AIDS vaccine and no cure. Still, the UN report says there was $8,000 million last year for the worldwide effort against AIDS. That is 5 times the level of financing in 2001. AIDS is acquired immunodeficiency syndrome. The first documented cases appeared in a report dated June 15, 1981. The Centers for Disease Control described a mysterious infection in 5 young homosexual men in Los Angeles, California. All had developed an unusual kind of pneumonia. 1 month later, the CDC reported 4 more cases in Los Angeles and 6 around San Francisco. It also reported 26 cases of an unusual kind of cancer in New York and Los Angeles. Other reports followed. In 1983, researchers discovered the human immunodeficiency virus as the cause of AIDS. The earliest known HIV infection was found in blood stored since 1959. The blood came from a man in what is now the capital of the Democratic Republic of Congo, Kinshasa. Last week, a team of scientists reported confirmation that HIV came from chimpanzees in the nearby country of Cameroon. The researchers believe the virus passed to humans when hunters came in contact with infected blood. The infection could have crossed borders as people traveled along the Sanaga River and other waterways. Study leader Beatrice Hahn of the University of Alabama says AIDS may have started in Africa as early as 1910. In the News in VOA Special English was written by Nancy Steinbach. I'm Steve Ember.